And that's paper C.
Chairman, can I please give my apologies? You have another meeting to go to.
That's fine, Councillor Ward. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think it's me again, Chair.
It is, thank you.
I think this paper was a request of the committee to be cited on the recent consultation pre-pandemic of the council's housing strategy. Having had obviously a quite a significant contribution both in kicking off the review of the council's approach to housing delivery with the task and finish group that was set up by this committee, and obviously during the development of the strategy itself and the strategy when the strategy was published, the committee were considering that particular document. So we brought this report, which summarises the feedback we had on the housing strategy. I think it's quite an interesting breakdown of the different responses we've had. It rather reflects the schizophrenic attitude of the wider population towards the issue. I think everybody agrees that there's a need for housing, but there's also a quorum of opinion that feels that the housing supply already on the island is adequate and sufficient. So the consultation comments in general are supportive of the council taking a more direct involvement in addressing the affordable housing agenda. It's supportive of the approaches we're taking clearly to addressing homelessness and those special needs. So there's been a very strong support to the council progressing the strategy, and the intention is to sense check the strategy as a result of the pandemic, and then bring it forward to the cabinet. I think now with those scheduled for September. So this is really an update on the consultation on the strategy, Chair, and obviously any further comments the committee members would like to make.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ashman. Councillor Abraham,
please. Thank you, Chairman, for allowing me to speak. It's just to support what Chris has just said. This is a strategy that is trying to engage with the population of the island to see what their housing needs actually are and their families. Try and actually prove that there is a need for housing for younger people and indeed older people who might want to move out of their existing housing into something more smaller and perhaps more suitable for them. We have to break down the anti-housing lobby that we have on the island, because where we have a desperate need for the lower end of the housing, and members may remember that we actually showed, I think it was at the last meeting, a lifetime ago now, where we show that we have a housing shortage, and also that we can only cut, or residents who want those types of houses can only afford up to 50% of the market rent. So that is the nub of the matter, what we actually need to be able to do to move things forward. Clearly, when things have changed and moved on rapidly, and I suspect at the end of the epidemic, our problems will be a lot worse. But clearly, the housing, market-led housing, that can easily look after it itself, and I don't think you need to worry, but people are obviously concerned about the amount of housing that we've proposed in the development framework that we will move forward. That is going to be reassessed, but there is still the desperate need, and I feel that is going to get worse, particularly when you look at what is going happening to our high street. I'm sure Julie will have something to say about that. And those people that work in some of the shops weren't some of the best paid jobs. Those are the people that are desperate in new housing, with also for their families. So I hope you will be able to make some comments prior to it going forward in Cabinet in September. It is going to be a difficult thing for us now to do. Now that the council is so short of money, and we'll probably have to look for other parts of our house.
Thank you very much,
Councillor
Abraham.
Councillor
Jones.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm picking up what Barry said about the opportunities that our high streets will be bringing as a result of COVID, and actually opportunities that have been there for a long time. For instance, the high street heritage action zone in Newport, a big stream of that work is looking at reuse of upper floors, which if you look around are usually quite empty, so there's a whole piece of work to be done around that. So I think we need to be think creatively as well about looking at different ways and the trends in living as well. I mean, there's a huge trend in now in co-living space, especially for younger people as well. So we don't have to be thinking about large parcels of land and large scale developments to solve our problem. We need to be thinking outside of the box, outside the rabbit hutch, if you like. And I wanted to know, maybe, I don't know who to tell me, but obviously there's been recent commission development, I think just announced recently, regarding putting extra floors on properties. And I just want to also reassure about our high streets. You know, we may see a shrinkage of the pool, but I think we have to be very, very careful with how we manage any infrastructure development. And any loss of retail or any active frontage, whatever it is, you know, necessarily retail, but it could be office or service. We need to be very, very clear about what our town centres need to be and what the core need functions are and how we get around that as well. So slightly digressing, but there is actually a huge opportunity here. And of course, these spaces usually have much better public transport links, for instance, as well. So these are spaces where we don't need to have cars necessarily. So again, sort of harking back to the beginning of the meeting, where we need to look at this holistically, really need to think about bringing all these elements of why the Isle of Wight is such a fantastic place to be. And be really sure as a council that we've sort of got that buy-in and we can see all these strands and not compartmentalise them so much. So yeah, obviously I'm on my soapbox again. I can carry on forever, as you know. But yeah, let's just think out the box and look for other opportunities rather than just think about large scale housing development.
Thank you very much. Councillor Quirk,
I'd like to agree with Councillor Abraham. The fact that people have moved into their new house over here and want to pull up the floorboards behind them is not an acceptable place to be. We have housing needs, and we have needs for affordable housing, whether it's rented or shared ownership. We need to have affordable housing, and I think we need to have a housing strategy that supports affordable housing that is driven by the council.
Thank you very much. Are there any more comments?
I just wanted to use this opportunity to chair, if I might, just to acknowledge the efforts of our housing team that have dealt with a massive increase in presentation for those who are homeless during the pandemic situation, and they've really gone the extra mile in terms of addressing those needs. Exactly. And obviously I just wanted to record that and ask the committee really to share and acknowledge our thanks to our colleagues in the housing needs team for their sterling efforts all week to week.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, actually, funny enough, I was going to say exactly pretty much the same line, was talking about the homeless, obviously all the work that was done during the COVID crisis showed another layer, I guess, the best way of putting it, of the homeless problem as well. So yeah, I join Chris Ashman in thanking the team for all the hard work they've done. It has been fantastic, but maybe this new knowledge of actually what the homeless situation is like can be fed into our future plans for providing housing.
Thank you very much. If there are no other questions, we'll move on to item 9.